the podcasts are all the same, but the difference is that the New York City Podcast Network focuses mainly on podcasts themselves and their episodes, and latestpodcastepisodes.com will focus strictly on the episodes. So whatever the latest ones are, it just goes to the top.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Welcome back to the podcast on podcasting. I'm your host, Adam AAA Adams, and I'm actually with Bruce Chamoff. Bruce, what's up, my friend?
Hello, Adam. How you doing? Everything's all good and dandy.
Hey, you made a face when I said your last name. So did I say it wrong?
No, I think I was just yawning.
Oh, you're yawning. Okay. I was like, oh shit. Said the wrong name. He's going to be mad. And now I'm embarrassed.
Nope.
You know what we're talking about on this episode, Bruce? Do you have any idea?
We are talking about podcast marketing and networking.
Boom. Podcast marketing and networking. If you want more episodes on podcast marketing, guess what? You can scroll down into the show notes right now because episode 4 is there. Episode 32 is there. And a link to episode 112 is there. Because you know what? I haven't said this in quite some time. So I will mention that the first 6 episodes of this podcast is a short version of the basics that you need in order to be a podcaster. So it takes you from finding your avatar to monetizing to marketing all the way through the end of the process. So definitely want to listen through episodes 1 through 6. But specifically, if we're talking about marketing a podcast, episode 4, episode 32, and then episode 112, all those links are already down in the show notes. The reason I have this amazing expert and friend on the podcast today is because I cannot even tell you how many times that we've hired him. We've hired Bruce to market our podcast, and I hire Bruce 100% of the time that I have a marketing client. Now, I know we have between 55 and 60 clients today. I don't know the exact number of how many of them are marketing, but I'm assuming I've hired Bruce somewhere around 50 times by now. Is that true, Bruce?
Something like that. Yeah. I mean, it's
crazy.
I lost count.
I have definitely lost count. I would have to pull it back up. But Bruce does something interesting. If you listen to some of those other episodes, you'll hear stuff about Facebook ads. You'll hear stuff about getting your podcast on other people's blogs. You'll also hear how important it is to go to a podcast network where there's a lot of listeners who come to find new podcasts. They already listen to podcasts, and they want to be able to find another podcast to listen to. And so they go to these networks. This is one of the main places that I get all of our marketing clients to be. Number one, because I think that for the money, Bruce is incredible. He provides, the value is just out the roof. And so it's obvious that I'm always going to hire Bruce. So you should too. Basically, what he will do is he will get your podcast on his platform in many different places. I'm going to turn it over to him and just let him share. Why did he create it? That's number one, Bruce. Write this down. Write it down. Why did he create this platform? Number two, how does it work? You're writing this down, right?
I am not, but I will memorize it.
You said it before we started recording.
Yeah,
I forget a lot
things.
Of stuff.
All right. You got a good point there.
All right. So why, what, and how? How about that? Why,
okay.
What, and then how?
Got it.
I'll type it in for you. Go ahead, Mr. Oh, and he's got a podcast, which is already in the show notes. So you've got a link to his show. It's literally called Become a Successful Podcaster. So if you want to become a successful podcaster, there is an easy transition to which podcast you should listen to with Bruce Chamoff. That was a huge intro. I'm sorry. It's your turn, sir.
I really appreciate that intro, Adam. And I will answer the 3 questions. Why, what, and how? Well, first of all, I'll say this. I built that podcast network in 2005, and it's so hard to believe how long it's been. When I found out about podcasting, I was in a bookstore, actually, Barnes & Noble, and I didn't take podcasting seriously. I don't think anybody did back in 2005, but I saw that book. It was a silver book written by Todd Cochran, who owns the Blueberry Network that a lot of people know. And I said, okay, there's a book about this. This has got to be going somewhere. So I bought the book, didn't even think twice, read it from cover to cover, and started my podcast literally about a week later. And it never takes me that long. I mean, I always take much longer to read books. So this one, I was more excited. I put my podcast out there, followed everything that was in that book. And I'm a musician, right? So I wanted to help other musicians get noticed, take their music, push them out to other people. And my first podcast was called Fresh Music Series, which every episode had one of my original songs. And then I found other people to do the same, to actually give me their music. I made the contact form and everybody started submitting their music. Did a little marketing around only Long Island, which is where I live. So for those people that don't know, Long Island is, it's
a cocktail.
It's a cocktail. Yes, it's an iced tea. But it's that little peninsula that juts out to the east of New York City. And I swear, I tell people from Long Island, where's that? I'm like, well, Jerry Seinfeld, Billy Joel. I mean, all these people are from Long Island. So I created the Long Island Podcast Network. And believe it or not, I was just shocked how fast it grew. Back then, there was no Facebook. There was no social media. I just did as much search engine optimization that I could, as the way SEO was back in 2005. And people found us. I was really shocked that I did something very well on Google. And after that, I just realized, why am I limiting this to just music? I'm sure there are people out there that love sports, entertainment, comedy, you know, the whole thing. And I just decided, let me build a website. And I didn't know it was called the Podcast Network yet. Let me build a website where I can actually take multiple podcasters and put them all in one website and push them. And then I just do the marketing and I charge them and whatever, right? And that grew into 20 podcasts at that time. And what was interesting about that was I actually got the attention of Newsday, who's the big newspaper back in Long Island, and they sent a photographer to my house. So after that article came out a month later, I got even more podcasters signing up. It was just like something, I hit something that I didn't realize was actually out there. Some kind of success. And I still didn't call it, I didn't know what to call it in the beginning. Do I call it a podcast directory? But I like the term podcast network because it reminded me of a TV network. Now, since that year, there are hundreds of podcast networks out there. But I tell you this, I believe that I'm the single person who started that term, podcast network, because nobody was calling it a podcast network back then. Nobody was even doing podcasting all that much back then. And I believe I created the first podcast network. So I'm happy about that.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Okay, you can keep going.
Okay. Thank you, Adam. I appreciate that. And we're still growing. 600 plus, and we're going for thousands. So that's pretty much, we're looking to expand with all types of features to market the podcasters that are on our network. And it just grows from there. And that's pretty much why I started it.
That's cool. You are also doing some analytics on there too. So like, I know that you're doing some analytics. So maybe we could talk about that in a little bit. So that's basically the why. You started it, A, because it didn't exist. You thought it should exist. You loved it. You read this book by Todd Cochran. And you were inspired, you started your own, and you wanted to connect with others.
Exactly.
What is the thing about, like, for example, I guess what I should say is, I'm a listener who is a podcaster. I'm hearing you now. Sell me on why should I put my podcast as another part of these 600 already listed podcasts?
Because of marketing. We handle a lot of the marketing ourselves, but we also encourage the podcasters through all types of features. Like we talked about the new voting system that's coming up in 2022. We just do our best to get people, both podcasters and just podcast listeners, to the network. So they discover new podcasts.
Okay. So if we want to be discovered, that's why we should join your network, just be discovered by more people.
Yes. And we're always building tools.
Also, out of curiosity, because I haven't used this feature, and regretfully, I don't know if it exists, but is there also like connecting with other podcast hosts by being part of your network?
We are thinking about that as well.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So building the community to be more engageable, I guess, or more connectable, mm-hmm. if those are words, actually. Yeah, because right now we don't have that mechanism, but we do have a mailing list that we do send to our podcast community every 2 weeks because we don't want to spam everybody. So we do an email blast twice a month. And the one thing we're going to do right now is the voting system. So hopefully that will make people's podcasts even more discoverable by sending, because podcasters are going to have an incentive to rise in the ranks in the leadership, in the leaderboard. So okay. That's going to be interesting. And then we're going to hopefully do more of a social network.
I want to go into the how, if you don't mind. If I cut you off, let me know and you can finish your statement. I apologize if I did though. Did I?
Nope, we're good.
Oh, okay. So let's go into the how. And by how, what I want you to answer specifically is like, I'm a listener who has a podcast or I'm about to start a podcast. And right now, it doesn't really make sense to me. How would I become a member? How would I get my podcast on there? Can you just share the process of that?
Sure. So on the upper right-hand corner of every webpage, we push that it's a free sign up. And free is you get what you pay for. But when people click that free link, they fill the form out. They give us the information that we need to get the podcast up and running with a dedicated page on our network. Now, with a free listing, you still come up in search results, but you come up lower in the search results. If somebody is looking for a podcast or even an episode that your keyword is unique, you come up, obviously, with nobody else competing with you. But what we do on our search results is we push the podcast themselves first and then the actual episodes. So there's two types of search results going on. And our search is probably our second most visited page on our search results on our network, minus the homepage. So we track all the keywords that people, just like Google does, we track all the keywords that people enter into the system. Now we know what the most sought out keywords are. And what I always tell podcasters is this: you have to keep up with the current events and the current news. Honestly, I see people already searching for Omicron. And here we are, the Omicron variant just started rearing its ugly face this past week. So now people are looking for episodes with that. Okay, if there's a particular politician, and I won't mention politics, but if there's a politician that's making waves, there's always a podcast episode that goes up. So I always tell people, you'll get more people noticing your podcast when you have an episode that goes with the trends. And it doesn't matter what type of podcast you are. We have health, we have religion, we have business, technology, sports, whatever it is, find a way to make your episode work with what's going on in the news right now. If there's a new coronavirus variant out there, have an episode on it. And everybody can podcast about that. Besides that, when they come to our network, we do give them the chance to upgrade. And all of your podcasters are upgraded. So with the upgrades, we give them higher placements, right? We give them more higher placement both on the podcast directory, the search results, and we put their episodes on the homepage. So there's a lot of places that we push the premium level podcasters. And then we get the more exposure and more followers that way.
So actually on this podcast, and I think it was probably on episode 4 and 32 and 112, to be honest, I might have mentioned you, although not by name. Mm-hmm. I might have mentioned like that we hire you on all of those episodes because we've been working with you for A long time. Yeah. I don't even know when we started, but it's been a minute. I've mentioned you before. And when I mention you, either to one of our prospective clients that are asking if they should work with us, I still talk about you. I always say 100% of the time, we're always going to get you on this one network. And when we do that, this is just my understanding, and I just want you to correct me. All I want you to do is slap me in the face and say, Adam, that's not quite exactly how it works.
Okay.
And just tell us how it works. Because this is what I have been telling my clients and even sharing on those episodes that I mentioned before, is that when we get a client that we're trying to market and promote, I always, 100% of the time, like we're doing Facebook ads for them, we're always doing private message campaigns for them, we're always getting them on other people's blogs, we're always doing email like marketing by connecting with other people with email lists that might have the same avatar. And then we just pay them to send out like six emails to their list. So it's a warm email. We're not like buying emails. That'll get you banned fast. So we're actually connecting with people that already have that list. And I tell them that we get them on your podcast network. And when I say it, this is what I say we do. I say, generally, almost every podcast is in three categories. Like generally, when you have a podcast, you're able to be in three categories or subcategories. For example, something like business and entrepreneurship, which is the subcategory for business. And let's just pretend it's education or marketing. Okay. So your podcast is already going to be in three categories. And so when I hire Bruce, or technically Jerisa does it for me, my teammate, my right-hand gal, when we hire you, she makes sure that all of our clients are in at least those three places, whatever three categories they're already in, so that it's easily searchable. And then there's two more. We always try to get on like the featured section, which I think is your homepage. And we always try to get them in the professional podcast section so that they're really showing up in five places. And we pay just a little extra to make sure that that's happening for all of our clients.
Yes.
Can you correct me now? Can you correct me? Is that what where we're putting all of the things?
Yes, but even more places.
Okay.
So you're partly right.
It's like a yes, and.
Yes,
don't
and.
Say yes, but. Yes, oh. But makes me feel sad and I'm crying, but yes, and there's more.
Someone else corrected me on that a couple of years ago. It's funny. You must know that person. Yes, and I'll say this, that we also do place higher. The professional listings, we do place higher in search results. And we also just like we treat the professional listings completely like king, you know, like gold, because obviously they're supporting us and we want to support them and give something back. I mean, obviously, it's a, you know, hey, you pay for the service and we render the service, but I don't look at it like that. I think I want to treat you the way you deserve to be treated, where you're supporting me. You're not just paying me. You're also just working with me. You know, you select me. There are a lot of people that do what I do and you select me, right? So I am so thankful for that, that I want to make sure that all of your clients get the attention and the exposure that they deserve. And everything that we launch, and we're always trying to launch new features on our website, on our network, we always give to the professional listings first, the professional podcasters. So it's very important. So you are partly right. And it's not just the homepage or the directory. It's search results. It's the category listings. Mm. And any other webpage that we come out with in the future, it always gives the most attention to those types of professional podcasts.
Yeah. Cool. Hey, I need you to explain one additional thing.
Sure.
Because I know that the women that I serve as our marketing clients, for a fact, you've been, without even charging me, which is amazing, thank you, you've been adding them to another network, haven't
yes.
you?
Yes.
Can yep. you talk to us a little bit about what that network is, how it works, and maybe even like the URL to find it?
Yes. So it is called the Media Girl Network, and it's exactly that. It's a podcast network specifically for female podcasters. And that idea came to me from my partner, my domestic partner. Her name is Megan, and she does a lot of the podcasts with me on my podcast and does a lot of the episodes. She found that, first of all, when she met me, she didn't know anything about podcasting. And then when she finally got into it, she became so big on LinkedIn that a lot of the female broadcasters and podcasters, they asked her, he said, you have this podcast. I'm on this female podcast. Do you have any plans of just launching that? And she came to me and I said, without even thinking, yes, we're going to do it. So it is a free service for everybody, the free and the premium listings on my podcast network. And the data, yeah, the data is the same. We push the data over. It's a little bit less beefed up than our podcast network because it's more of a, here's the link, here's your Apple podcast, your Spotify, your Google Play, all that. And then that's it. So it's really a good way of grouping. And we notice that there are a lot of female podcast networks out there. We already have 600 and a good, I would say 30% are females. So I figure, hey, we're already in a position to compete with them. And why not? Why am I going to charge you twice? Just being on my first podcast network is payment enough. And yeah, I'm just grateful for that. So cool. I give back.
That's so cool. And so what's the link? Like, how do we find that?
MediaGirlNetwork.com.
Boom. I love it. MediaGirlNetwork.com. And the other one is it, I know it's New York City Podcast Network, but I'm not clear if that's the actual link to find it. Can you tell us that one?
NYCPodcastNetwork.com.
Okay. NYCPodcastNetwork.com. Do you have any plans, Bruce, of taking this network and taking out the New York City and making it like the national podcast network or the global? Oh, you should steal global. If it's not taken, you should take it. Do you have any plans of like making it not kind of sound like it's in one city?
Yes, we already have it. It's called latestpodcastepisodes.com.
Latestpodcastepisodes.com.
Now, cool. I will say, I mean, I built all these websites myself. Yeah. So latestpodcastepisodes.com, I built it. And I built all these websites myself. Like, I hired nobody else to do it. I don't really like the way it is built. So we're going to rebuild it. Just, I mean, the podcasts are all the same, but the difference is that the New York City Podcast Network focuses mainly on podcasts themselves and their episodes. And latestpodcastepisodes.com will focus strictly on the episodes.
Okay.
So whatever the latest ones are, it just goes to the top.
Oh. So here's an interesting thing. I don't know, Bruce, if you've ever heard me mention a gas station analogy, and I've only mentioned it on this podcast, and we're like episode 140 or something like that right now. With that said, there is this gas station like thing that I've talked about before, and it goes to a buddy of mine. His name's Joe Fairless. He has currently got a podcast that when he started it, he decided to be like the first podcast that was daily. The first real estate podcast that was daily. And so he is literally the longest running daily real estate podcast. I think it's been going for like 7 years. Maybe. And he's spoken at some of my events, and I've hosted like real estate conferences, and I've spoken at some of his events. He hosts real estate conferences too. One day I'm like in the backstage about to come on in front of the 600 people that were there that day. This is years ago. I'm sure he has way more than that at his shows now. But I remember distinctly that there was this woman that asked, and I saw her face because I'm like I'm like basically still on stage. No one can really see me that well because I don't have the lights on me, but I can see them. And this lady raised her hand and she said, "Hey, Joe, if you started all of this again, would you still do a daily podcast? Would you still do a daily podcast?" And he said, "No." But you'll never guess what he said right after. He said, "I would probably do a twice daily podcast."
Oh my gosh.
Now, with you and latest podcast episode, I think I'm saying it right, but if not, it's already in the show notes and correct. On that, that would be extremely beneficial if you had a twice daily, because you would always be at the top. You would always be at, yes, you would always have content at the top. It wouldn't matter. Like twice a day, you would be at the top. And I think that's one of the reasons why I think it's beneficial for us to do as many as we can. For example, your podcast, the one with a big green sign, your podcast on podcasting, although it doesn't have that exact name.
Wait, that's your podcast. That's
that
this
is
podcast.
This one. However, on your podcast, I know that you started out doing like three times a week, and now you're still doing a couple times a week. And I know that there's a lot of benefit to it.
There
so
is.
The gas station analogy, if you don't mind me interrupting for a moment to say the gas station analogy, if you have one gas station on this corner. There's a corner and there's just one gas station there. They won't make very much money. Another gas station moves in across the street and you're thinking they're both going to be bankrupt. But the opposite happens. When you have multiple gas stations on the same corner, they both make more money. And a lot of people are like, you kind of said this about your emails. You're like, we only do it every other week because we don't want to spam people. And I think there is a big misconception about people's podcast episodes, how many they're doing. And absolutely, the thing that I want to share is, if you have four gas stations on the corner, every corner is full of a gas station, kitty corner, across the street, they're all full with a gas station. They all make tons of money. And it's the same thing when we're doing a podcast, like Joe Fairless, 7 a week. He would rather do 14 a week if he started all over again. Part of it is that you're always showing top center, front and center, top left. But also part of it is you have more content to be shareable.
Mm-hmm.
And the end result of doing more than doing less is that you have more listeners per episode. It always increases. Instead of,
absolutely,
I'm going to be diluting, people say I'm going to be diluting the amount of content that each listener can listen to. They can't listen to that many. What ends up happening instead is that you get more per episode. Anyway, I wanted to interrupt that just because I thought that was an interesting point, and it would especially be beneficial on a website like yours.
Yes. Well, first of all, I do agree with the gas station analogy. And I have no problem with you now interrupting me because we're having a good conversation and a really good flow. I will say this, though, without talking about the gas station, I've seen people put out 4 episodes in one day. And that kind of might be overkill. But like you said, there's no shortage of content that's shareable. And the other thing, too, is one of my episodes on my show is about SEO. And a lot of podcasters, what I notice is they put out one episode a month, right? Or they have Podfade because they don't want to edit it. Like, you have an editor. I do my own editing. And I actually sometimes work with another editor. But a lot of podcasters can't afford that. So they have to do all that work themselves. And they find out that when they talk about all the filler words, right? The ums, the ahs, and the ands, and the sos, and all that. I say, you know, all the time. Sometimes I don't know it until I hear it at the end, after I record it. But what I notice is that it's not just about the content that's shareable. Remember that most people who own a website are familiar with SEO, right? Search engine optimization. And people always talk about search engine optimization the wrong way. They say, well, if we have the right keywords and we have the right meta description, the meta tags, we're going to get up on the first page of Google. Doesn't work like that. Google wants content. And what I always tell podcasters is this. If you want more audience members, you can put out at least one, say at least one, and you said 2 a day, but at least one episode a week, right? That's the minimum, let alone 2 a day. Because the more content you put out, the more Google's going to pick you up. And the other thing I say too is, it's always not just about the voice content, right? Because if you're on Amazon Alexa, and I have Alexa downstairs, so she can't hear me. I can't say, shut up, Alexa. What I notice is that it's like Anchor, okay? Anchor or Buzzsprout or whatever your podcast is. And here's my trick. I tell this to everybody, and I do have a full episode on this. Whatever your podcast platform is, if it's Anchor, Buzzsprout, Podbean, whatever it is, max out the number of characters that they give you in plain text. A very big introduction of what your podcast episode is about, because that goes on Google. Now, Anchor, because I use Anchor for my own podcast, allows up to 4,000 characters, right? So here's what I do. When I'm done with a podcast episode, and this is a little freebie for everyone that's your client, Adam. When you are finished with an episode and it's ready to go up on whatever platform it is, walk around with your phone, hold your phone up, and talk about what your podcast is and just ramble. Don't worry about not repeating anything. Just ramble on, because you're eventually going, and this is what I do. I just ramble on. I do it on purpose because I want to max out that 4,000 character limit on Anchor. Eventually, it's going to cut me off. And then I subscribe to Otter, right? Otter.ai. I upload that audio file. It gives me back the transcription. The grammar is about 95% accurate. And I got my show notes. And if your client, Adam, is putting out an episode twice a day, and he's doing this where he's actually maxing out his anchor or whatever his platform is, he's going to get very high search engine rankings without even thinking about it. Like, oh, this is the right keyword and here's the meta tags. We don't worry about that. We only worry about that with websites. So that's my tip.
Okay. Couple things. Number one, we'll make sure that Anchor and Buzzsprout and Libsyn are in the show notes in case people want to look for. And we really like working with Buzzsprout and Libsyn. Like when we edit other people's podcasts and produce it, we really enjoy those two platforms a lot.
That's good.
But Anchor, I think, is free. The other two are like $20 a month, depending on how much content you have. It could be 15, it could be 40, but usually 20. We'll also put Otter, I think you said, .ai in the show notes as a way to transcribe. What I'm curious about on this, about the 4,000 characters. Number one, Adam Adams is clueless to how many words or sentences or paragraphs would be 4,000 characters. I'm not sure, and I don't know how many minutes it would take you to ramble and transcribe it into Otter to be the right amount. Is it a 1-minute ramble, a 2-minute ramble, a 10-minute ramble, a 30-minute ramble? And second follow-up question. So first one is, how long is the ramble? Second one, I'm curious if it's, what is the podcast itself about? Or if it's, what is the podcast episode? The episode, the current episode about? Can you answer those two questions? How long is the ramble? And is it the podcast itself or the episode?
Absolutely. And the first question, the answer I've struggled with a lot, because when I say I ramble, I don't ramble that long. I talk for about 2 minutes. Okay. And I thought that, okay, 2 minutes was going to be 4,000 characters. You're right. You can't really count. You don't want to count, right? So 2 minutes gives me about 1,000 words. I'm sorry, 1,000 characters. So I would say between 5 to 8 minutes, depending on how fast or slow.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And it's not bad. I mean, it's not bad. I mean, 8 minutes is nothing. Walk around, hold your phone, and then upload to Otter.
All right. And then the second part of the question.
And for the second question about, is it about the episode or the podcast itself? It's technically about both, because you never know where a new listener is going to come in to your podcast, like which episode. So the first thing I always tell people is talk about your podcast briefly for about 1 to 2 minutes, and that gives you about 1,000 characters, and then talk for about 5 minutes about your episode, and you'll get the rest of, hopefully you'll get the rest of those 4,000 characters. So yes, both.
Out of curiosity, this is your exact show notes, or you like write some show notes and then you add this just under the show notes for the SEO?
One thing I notice is that people don't really read the show notes. Okay, so I don't really worry about what's in my show notes, except for maybe some grammar. But I think that the show notes are very important for search engine optimization, not for human beings, right? Because normally people just click the play button. Okay. So yeah, max out whatever you can and don't worry about what they look like.
Okay, I'm going to say if my team starts doing more of this for our clients, if we do, I'm going to keep with the 6-part show notes system that we already have because it's legit. Mm. And then we might just add at the end, we might add like some type of additional script about what that is. Maybe we'll use Otter. Maybe we'll use something like that. But that's valuable. It is coming to the time that we should be ending this episode because my listener only has so much time. So we won't make them listen for 3 or 4 hours, but there's already been tons of value. And one of the big quotes that I got, like I've got a couple quotes. I like Google wants content. They're not really looking for like all of the specific like meta tags and using the right words that are searchable keywords, but they really love and appreciate, and it sounds like they boost up for their search engine optimization, those people who are putting out content more regularly. So you said like at a minimum, 1 episode per week, and it can just get better the more, I mean, 4 episodes a week, 5 episodes, 2 episodes a day. So just the more, the merrier. as far as supporting Google. So Google wants content. The other one that I had written down before was you'll get more traction by podcasting about current trends.
Yes.
Whoa, this is crazy because Adam Adams always says, make sure your episodes are, what's the word for it? Evergreen. I live in conifer. So I'm looking at those trees and being like, conifer? That doesn't make sense. Evergreen. It's the next city over in Colorado. But make sure your content is evergreen content. Like I have been preaching this, not with a ton of passion behind it. However, when my clients come to me and they're like, hey, what do you think of this? I'm like, you want that to be valuable in 5 years. You want it to be still valuable in 10 years. Bruce has been in the podcast industry since literally 2005, like when some of us were babies. Back in 2005, he was already in the podcast industry. And I want that first episode to still be relevant somehow. So I want evergreen content. But I think it's interesting and opens at least Adam Adams's mind. It opens my mind a little bit to hear that people are searching for some of these timely news on podcasts, and it can be supportive for you in order to make sure that you're getting that relevant content out. So if there's a way for you to hybrid it, if you're listening, if there's a way for you to hybrid it where both things happen, you talk about a current event, you talk about a current thing, but you make it somehow relatable to whatever happens forever. Bruce mentioned some variant. There was the first COVID, then there was the Delta variant, and there, what is it? It's not Omega, but it's something like that. What's the name of it?
Omicron.
Omicron. It starts with an O, so it's kind of like...
That's true. Anyway, you're close.
Yeah. So like, for example, we could mention Omicron, but we need to find a way to relate it, I think, to still relate it so that people aren't disappointed next week, next month, when they're like, that's old news. We've been talking about Omicron forever.
You're right.
We don't even have Omicron. Now we have a new one. It's been 5 years of COVID, and the new one is Omega. Maybe it would be Omega. Make it relevant. All right, Bruce, what do you want to end with? What shall we end with for our podcasters who are listening?
If you want to play one of my original songs. I mean, I have a rock band and I'm on Spotify.
Sure. All right. So do I just pull up your podcast for that? Or
no, if you're on Spotify, I mean, I could just send you I know the editor is going to change this. I could just send you an MP3 and you want to play it at the end. Actually, I have a song that's coming out on December 23rd. Is that right? The 23rd. Yeah. New song that I wrote when I was a kid.
I want to be honest and not hurt your feelings. I don't know if every single person would want to spend the time listening to a 2 or 3 minute song. So where do they find your info if they want to go and check out your original music? Instead of us putting it on the podcast, where do they find it? And we'll make sure that link's in the show notes.
I can send you that link.
Boom.
Go on Spotify and they search for Bruce Chamoff.
Okay. Send that to me and I'll make sure that we get it into the show notes so that the listener just needs to scroll down. Bruce, thank you for jumping on. I will reiterate one thing for sure. We hire Bruce. Every new client that we have definitely gets on his stuff. You can either get on his stuff automatically by being a client of ours, or you can go directly to him and actually just pay him to put you on the professional category, the main thing, all the searchability, the three categories or subcategories that your podcast is in or will be in. I think that it's extremely valuable and it's helped podcast clients grow the amount of listeners that they have. So I want you to do it too. So jump in, either hire him directly or hire him through us. It won't matter. You should do it no matter what. It's affordable. Bruce, I will ask you, because I know we're slightly over time and I apologize about that. I will ask you, Bruce, do you plan on raising your prices anytime soon?
We do plan on
raising them every now and then.
Okay. Yeah. But your clients have been grandfathered in. We actually have raised the price already. Oh. But I mean, you're one of my biggest supporters as well. And obviously, what I hear you talking about, what we do for you. So I'm not going to raise the price on you. I mean, you're grandfathered in.
Okay. So at any rate, I will just say it's somewhere in the couple hundred dollars range. It's somewhere in this range to be listed every single place on his website and get more traction. So you should find that link that's already in the show notes. Hire him or hire us to hire him, but your show needs to be on this network. All right, I'm going to go and I'll see you guys on the next episode. Bruce.
Thank you, Adam.
You're the man. Bye for now.
You are too.
If you're glad that you checked out the podcast today, if you got some value out of this episode, some actionable takeaways, I invite you to do one of three things. A, you could do a written review on Apple. Let us know what you think. Just an honest written review. B, you could share the podcast with a friend of yours who needs it. Or C, at the very least, implement what you've learned to take your business and your podcast to the next level. And I'll see you on the next episode.